This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
We go with another overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, here with my friend Michael Harrison, who is the leader of Talkers Magazine, the producer, the director, the entrepreneur that has, over the past 30-some-odd years, brought the news from the world of talk, the kingdom of talk radio, to those of us who are inside the world and those who are outside, because a lot of people like to go to Talkers .com and read the insightful overviews of what's going on with hosts and what's going on in the business and that sort of thing. And that's kind of what Talkers is all about. So, with that introduction, yes, King Michael.
I love it. The kingdom. Remember when businesses called themselves, you know, the Tire King.
Tire Kingdom. No, there was Tire Kingdom.
Was there Tire Kingdom?
Tire
right.
Kingdom. Yes, it was.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Kingdom.
Yes, yeah. Or a fiefdom. Not. I can't imagine Tire Fiefdom though.
Well, Burger King still does it.
You there know. You go.
Yeah. So it still exists. But everything was King or Rama.
Right. You know,
Talk-O-Rama.
The king of talk radio. That was Limbaugh, right? Has there ever been a queen of talk radio? Next, here's an idea for we'll talk about this later on in more detail, but next Friday is the annual Talkers Convention down at Hofstra University in New York on Long Island. And there will be a lot of men who do talk radio, and there are a lot more women doing it now. So can we, who's getting the award this year? There's always an award for a female.
Woman of the Year? It's going to be Martha Zoller.
Right, from Georgia.
A woman from Georgia.
Yes, yeah.
A Georgia peach, if you will.
Yeah, but you were talking, you and I think off the air, we're talking about Mandy Connell, who's in Denver. Who I had kind of lost track of until you told me that she was a fan. I'd forgotten about her.
Her name is pronounced Connell. Yeah, Mandy Connell. And she worked her way up to be the Woman of the Year last year. And maybe 17 years ago, when she was beginning her career, she told me her goal in radio was to be the Woman of the Year at Talkers. So we had her do the presentation to that year's Woman of the Year, which was Laura Ingraham. We have a history. What a history of this medium. It goes back for... Well, Talkers is celebrating its 33rd anniversary this year. And
there's an honor named for your first wife. And I'm trying to remember some of the people who have won that. Or
that's the Humanitarian of the Year Award, and that's, that goes back many years. And, you know, people that utilize the medium to help people.
Yeah.
And either through natural disasters or through the raising of money or the shining the light on awareness of things. So, yeah, we cover the whole scene, but the awards that Talkers presents to people are taken very seriously. And as a result, we are very serious about, you know, we meaning the editorial board. It's not an election. It's not a vote.
Yeah.
It's not a popularity contest. But there is a lot of serious up and back goes on. But the real historic award that has the big news-making aspect to it, the controversy, has been the Freedom of Speech Award. I know you're laughing, folks, because he remembers some of the battles over who gets the Freedom of Speech Award and exactly what it means. What does freedom?
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're a good. It doesn't mean the stuff you talk about is good. It just means you get attention and you have done a good job at doing your job. I think that's what I take away.
Yeah, utilizing the First Amendment, applying it. You know, because if the First Amendment is not tested, it doesn't really have any meaning.
It has no voice.
Yep. You know, so it's all very interesting. Do we have time now before the break for from
Yes, I think we should go through the list of the stories and the people.
We're going to zip through them at lightning speed. At number 10, the death of Tina Turner. At number 9, social media and warnings about artificial intelligence. There were Chinese hackers who occupy the 8th spot. Number 7, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 6, Target pulls LGBTQ merchandise. Their stock value has gone down as a result of their stepping into controversy. Hunter Biden's investigation is 5. AM radio in the cars is still an issue at number 4. At number 3, a wide array of things called Trump's legal battles. The debt ceiling is at number 2. And number 1 was Ron DeSantis finally officially announcing that he is going to run for president. So DeSantis
rather clumsily, it would seem.
Yeah, it's all been clumsy, but anything that's clumsy will be spotlighted, and everything that happens now will be forgotten. This reminds me of in the football world deciding who's going to win the Super Bowl after the first
who remembers,
you know, the first game of the
won.
Year.
Yeah.
And the people list, we have Tina Turner at 10, 9, Vladimir Putin, 8, Elon Musk. At 7, we have Hunter Biden, Gary Shapley. That whole brouhaha. Jim Farley at 6, Merrick Garland and Jack Smith at 5, Trump is at 4, Ron DeSantis at 3, Kevin McCarthy at 2, comes with the territory of his job, and Joe Biden also, he's talked about a lot because he's president of the United States.
He's the president and resident. That's our Joe. There was a Jack Smith who was the president of General Motors for 11 years. I'm remembering him. Now, isn't it funny how memory comes back? I worked at the General Motors plant here in Framingham when I was in college. And Mr. Smith lived in Framingham and ran the plant at the time. And he used to pick me up and bring me to work and then bring me home in the afternoon after the shift.
Really?
Very interesting guy. He was nothing but a bean counter, but an interesting bean counter. And he worked his way up the ladder and became the president of General Motors. And so when I saw his name, it had fond memories. Not the same guy, obviously, but just memories that we have. When went through the list, we came to Ron DeSantis and his bid for the White House. So I, as usual, did something different this week. Rather than talk about what the obvious was, I looked for the most controversial bills that he had signed into law in Florida. I thought maybe that would be a way of shaping his, the sphere of influence as he officially announces this week, as you mentioned, his run for president. He has been very prominent, and there's a difference, but not much, in what I see. The far right has Trump and DeSantis to choose from, and they're both kind of two peas in a pod. Do you think the public agrees with that or not, Michael?
We'll find out, won't we?
Yeah.
I find it interesting how the increasing number of people on the Republican side who are running for president, they always have trouble answering the questions. So what separates you from Trump?
Right. Well, here are some of the things that he passed, that he signed into law. A restriction on drag shows. We're not talking about drag racing. The criminalization of gender-affirming care for minors. Critical race theory. Parental rights and educational expansion. Concealed weapons without a permit. Transgender sport participation and bathroom bills. And a 6-week abortion ban. Those are things.
Have you noticed a running theme?
I have, thank you. Yeah, and you?
Yeah.
What do you think?
He's a stoker of what's called the culture wars.
Yep, it's all culture stuff.
Yeah,
and it's all on purpose, and it's all for me anyway. It's heinous to look at this stuff. We all have different points of view for sure on these things. I mean, I don't want my grandchildren to be exposed to a lot of this stuff that's being taught in certain schools, certain places, the critical race theory stuff, the open sexuality discussions that 8 and 9 and 10 year olds are having. I don't think there's a place for that in the public schools, but that's me. Apparently a lot of people in Florida agree with that, but is it really the way he feels, or is this just a way of getting votes? Isn't that the question?
More specifically, is this the stuff that the presidency should be focused on?
That's the real question.
It's not a matter of whether those issues are important or not. It's a matter of whether or not they are stuff that the executive branch of the United States government under the president should be focused on.
What do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think that it's just emotional stuff. I think it's important stuff, but I don't think it's... I think the president should be, there's an old expression, above the fray, flying above the clouds. I think the president should be dealing with stuff that affects everybody and is basically matters of the economy and matters of security.
Right.
Keep
the country safe and strong.
Right.
Yep,
exactly.
The rest of it's garbage. Marjorie Taylor Greene this week. This is a countdown extra kind of because I can't avoid Marjorie Taylor Greene in any circumstance. She's just got too much going for her.
She feels the same about you.
I hope so. She's paid $100,000 or so the story goes, that she paid $100,000 for Kevin McCarthy's used chapstick. Huh? Did you hear that?
No,
did you hear
haven't.
That story?
This is breaking news.
Yes, it is. There was an auction. She came out, made a $100,000 bid for this item. McCarthy announced that he would throw a dinner for the winner and any donors and supporters. So the money has gone to help a cause that's near and dear to McCarthy's heart, apparently. But then he throws a dinner for the people, and then you can imagine what the other side had to say. Ms. Omar tweeted, "They do this insane chapstick crap while the country teeters on default."
Rome burns, Nero fiddles.
Right, exactly. So anyway.
But even that's crap.
Of course it's crap.
It's all
right,
crap.
And so here's, speaking of that, we got time for this, James? Marjorie Taylor Greene calls for decorum. And the response from the people.
Decorum.
Well, listen to this.
The members are reminded to abide by decorum of the House.
So apparently she was upset because the Democrats were making a lot of racket about something she was trying to get done. And so she's reminding them about decorum. And they all just howled and laughter. She is the
paragon of dignity.
Yes, she is. That's for sure. All right. 18 after. This is the countdown. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through a number of the issues from the charts that are published every week at Talkers Magazine and also on GoodDayShow.com. Number six this week is the Target LGBTQ. I swallow on that sometimes. Yeah, I don't
it's
get
a long
it
list of
properly.
It's a long list of complicated consonants.
But do you understand what they were doing? They had to remove some of the merchandise from the store. Pride Month is coming up, and so I think that's why they put it in there. But then there were threats from people on social media, threats aimed at workers at Target stores, employees. The employees had nothing to do with the decision to put that stuff.
Isn't that amazing?
And
how people
was
blame the worker.
Oh, my God.
But it seems that any company out there that tries to cozy up to or target, if you'll pardon the expression, the gay community, the trans community, all of this LGBTQ realm, they get terrible negative blowback. So I think that maybe they should stay out of that arena. You know?
Well, I think they're probably thinking that now, too, which is kind of a shame. I mean, but why does it hurt you to have something from lesbian or gay or bisexual? Why does it hurt you? I don't get why it hurts you. I guess
ain't human nature interesting that we're in each other's faces.
Yeah,
it's almost like the battles that go on among Orthodox religious people that you're not religious enough for me. It's not only we want freedom for ourselves. We want to control what everybody does. Mm-hmm. We take offense, and that's all part of this culture war stuff.
None of your business.
We're in each other's faces as human beings. That's what
because we haven't got enough to do. We don't focus on ourselves enough. Look at the mirror when you're in the morning or at night or whenever you can. Look in the mirror and talk to yourself. That's what I do. I talk to myself.
Do you really?
I do.
Interesting. When did this begin?
Oh, it's been a long Dr. Freud, has it been going on for a long time?
Absolutely. And then you start talking to yourself.
Yeah, but with
do
regard
do,
to...
Do you do it when you are fully dressed?
Yeah. No, actually, I like looking at myself naked.
All right. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new format now.
Yes, naked news. Naked. No, somebody's taken that already.
Oh, naked news is an old thing, yeah.
Yeah. Let's stick with number six here for a minute because it has gotten a lot of attention. Montana this week, this is sort of a related story, has enacted a law specifically targeting drag story hours, the drag stuff. And what that means, I don't know what it means. I do know what it means, but I don't know what it means. I mean, it's the first state to specifically prohibit anyone wearing drag from reading to children in schools or libraries. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's a family-friendly sort of a thing. Why would someone think that it was appropriate to be dressed in drag and read to children in story hour? Who comes up with this stuff in the first place? Why would it even be a thing? Where would that be? How would that be conceived?
Well, I guess the root of its purpose is to make children feel comfortable with any kind of offbeat sexual expression.
What do you think about that? I think
I think we have to back away from having sexuality be part of educational system, especially public education.
Yeah,
we got to rethink it.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where it's actually, in my mind, ridiculous. All right, Michael and Doug continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
I strongly urge both chambers to pass that agreement.
President Biden on the dual deals to reduce the rate at which federal spending increases and to raise the debt ceiling.
After weeks of negotiations, we have come to an agreement in principle.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the deal limits government spending in the next 6 years and raises the debt ceiling. The House is expected to vote on Wednesday. Wall Street's closed for the holiday, but the Asian markets like the news. Japan's Nikkei index gained about 1% Monday. Not such a good day for Turkey's markets. The country's currency, known as the lira, sank to a record low for a time as longtime President Recep Tayyip Erdogan won the presidential runoff there. Game 7 of the NBA Eastern Conference final tonight. Miami Heat won the first three. Boston won the next three. The winner faces Denver in the finals starting Thursday. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here at the behest of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We've gone through the story list and the people list, so I'm picking out, as I often do, some of the things that I think are most intriguing to get Michael's, not spin on them. I don't like that. You know, O'Reilly going to be at the conference?
He usually I don't believe, no, he's not speaking this year.
He's not speaking this year.
Okay. We had him 2 years in a row and trying to move on. But he's been a long-time participant in the conference.
Oh, yeah. Right. Very interesting guy. The reason I brought it up is because I was about to say you put your spin on things, and I think that that's one of the...
The spin zone.
Right. And he was always saying, this is the no-spin zone. And it was anything but the no-spin. It was all spin.
Yeah, I know. He always has a twinkle in his eye.
Yeah, right. Exactly, yeah. So when it comes to spin... number two, the debt ceiling, and who's saying what about whom, and the issues, et cetera. The White House, obviously, on one side, Republicans are the bad guys. Republicans say, no, the Democrats are the bad guys. The bottom line is that they are
closing in on a deal that will raise the debt limit for the next 2 years. And the rest of it is all hyperbole. It's all politics. It's all bunkum. Is that? But yeah, we talk about it as we. I mean, it's like
we talk about it as if we understand it.
Yeah, the numbers.
And when you think about some of those absolute numbnuts that are in the Congress, yeah. How the hell do they know what it's all about? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think that Kevin McCarthy or any of them, left, right, Democrats, Republicans, understand the economy enough to be able to make decisions?
Can't even balance their checkbook, for God's sake.
Yeah, why don't they? Maybe George Santos should be given the job.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Of putting that together. I feel like a hypocrite sometimes when people ask me to comment on these issues of the economy that are so abstract. You know, the debt ceiling, the trade deficit, what it means to the economy. You got guys out there talking about it like it's like they just totally understand it, and
right.
Yet they don't.
No.
They don't understand it any more than the average person who doesn't understand it.
Well, all the average person knows is what it's going to cost them in credit card interest rate.
Right.
And if they're going to buy a house, it's going to be 6.5% interest if you sign the deal this week. And so other than that, means nothing. Zero. It's about as I had this conversation. It's akin to understanding. And this is something you and I both love to talk about. When it comes to the Webb telescope, if you go to the NASA website and see some of the things, every week I go in there to look at these new pictures of worlds that we never knew existed. Now that the Webb thing is out there a million miles from Earth, able to take pictures, and even understanding how this thing got built, and the fact that the teeniest little screws and the things that held this thing together basically on a shoestring, and yet it goes out, it launches, it opens up from the capsule, it is perfection. And the damn thing is a million miles away from the Earth, and it's sending back every 3 seconds pictures of a world that no one knew existed before those pictures were taken.
Hmm. Well said.
Am I being too dramatic? I just think
No, well said. But,
well, it's like
but we can't figure out how to have electric vehicles not create static for AM radio.
Right, you know? Yeah. Oh, my God, these people.
Look at the difference between things we can do and then things we claim we can't do.
Yeah.
Talk about spin. Give me a break. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. You know, for those listening, when you said the web, for a second I thought the Internet. And
no,
yeah, the James Webb Space Telescope.
Sorry,
yeah, it's that space telescope. Named after a controversial guy. It's controversial over whether or not he deserves having the telescope named
after
him.
Well, the controversy was whether he was supporting things that weren't, certainly these days, politically correct.
The culture wars.
Yeah.
But this telescope is seeing things that is upending a lot of the orthodoxy of the science community.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I've complained to you about a long time. For years, I have questioned the Big Bang and the notion.
I don't think there's anything to that. Nothing.
You know, I mean, you talk about intelligent, educated authorities being wrong.
Yeah. Science is always disproving itself.
That's the point of
you
science.
You hear it every day. People say, oh, all these COVID phonies, the science backed, blah, blah, blah. And it was all bunkum. If we look back now at these 3 years of wasted time in our lives where we were culled and cowed into doing something that there was no good reason to do, not only our country, but the world crumbled at the behest of a few people who turned out to be kooks. Among us at best and liars at worst. And for what? What did Fauci gain out of all of this? Who the hell knows? Look at his stock portfolio. He's one of the most, and we've talked about him. How many, for 2-3 years, he was always in the people list every week from talkers, and yet nobody really got to the bottom of who this guy was and or is. He's a fraud. He's a phony. He's a liar. He's whatever you want to make him out to be, but yet he was the most credible source and the highest paid employee in the federal government. He was making more than the President of the United States. And you can hear in my voice how annoyed I was. I was annoyed from the beginning. The first day of this, I said on the air, what are we doing? Why are we going down the street? I'm not afraid of this. Why are you afraid of it? Anyway, I'm off on a toot. Sorry. I'm doing a talk.
I'm avoiding playing devil's advocate for fear of opening that can of worms and re-arguing the pandemic stuff. What you're expressing is a feeling that many, many people have.
Okay, so what's replaced that? Is this target on the gay community or whatever it is, the transsexual community, whatever, I don't even like calling it a community. What I think is important here, the Indiana Medical Board this week ruled that a doctor violated privacy laws by talking publicly about he provided an abortion to a 10-year-old girl who had been raped. And so this is this woman was told to turn in her license, and she didn't. She refused to do that. But this is what, you know, we've gone from the phobia of COVID to the phobia of having to dig into all of this stuff. How does it help us, I guess, is the question.
It goes back to what I said before. We're in each other's faces. We are constantly arguing over ethics, science, reality, ideology, and what it is to be human and how human beings should conduct themselves as social creatures. It comes down to the fact that human beings are creatures that are obsessed with being individuals and being left alone. At the same time, we have equal impulses to be in each other's faces and not leave each other alone. We're both independent creatures and social creatures at the same time. And all of these issues come down to that point where we battle our own nature. Do we want to be our brother's keeper? Do we want to tell each other how to live? Or do we just want to live on our own, off the grid, with our guns and our fences? What do we want?
That was very well put. With our guns and our fences. So in the meantime, everybody's angry about something. I thought it was very interesting this week, Ms. Greiner, who had been in the Russian prison for as long as she was and couldn't say anything good about America, seems to have changed her point of view and now seems to be a big supporter of the flag and Star Spangled Banner, and I am so happy to be an American. And yet, when you look at some of this, if we were doing a sports top 10, the WNBA would probably have to be in there because of people like this Elena Del Don, I think is how her name is pronounced, yet another angry WNBA star yelling and screaming on the courts. She's sick of being treated like a rookie. Who the hell does the media think I'm the greatest? You know, this kind of stuff. Mm. And if you look at her vexing moments and you think, where do these people come from? This woman is... She's playing in a very elite league, and she's playing well. So what does she have to be angry? Why are these people so angry?
You bring up a great question. You know,
what are you angry about?
I haven't followed the WNBA that carefully. Has it become a hotbed of gender issues?
Yes. And because all these women are so angry, they were angry because they didn't get paid. Well, the stats came out this week, and actually more people watched the WNBA finals than watched the NBA finals, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there were 9 million people watching one of the games I saw, and there were only 7 million watching the Celtics and the Heat one night this week. So, I mean, they maybe have a point when it comes to what they're being paid. But just the way they express them is just maybe the way the news media is playing it. Maybe I'm a sexist. I could be a sexist.
No, you're one of the most enlightened people in the world when it comes
to
that.
Thank you, Michael.
Right. Sexist. I would never think of you that way.
No. All right.
But... I don't know. This is people, you know, just everybody's angry. Everybody uses their platform. Not everybody. People use their platform for more than just the obvious reason that they have a platform.
Right.
You know, they're playing basketball. You know, it's like throw a ball through a hoop, you know?
I think the big controversy next week, I'm going to predict right now, the big story next week is going to be a new theory that all blue-eyed people are descended from one single person. Okay, can we delve into that next week? We have time for that next week?
Yeah. I don't know if you're kidding or I don't know.
Well, actually, there's a little bit of truth to it.
I'm not sure.
There's a little truth.
Are descended from two people.
Yeah. Adam and Eve. There you go.
Or what that represents. I mean, there is the feeling that somewhere, someplace, it you know, the river comes from some source.
Yep. And like the universe.
And that's an interesting, you know, that's an interesting question. And blue-eyed people, I don't know where you're going with that.
I'm not going anywhere because we have to pause. I want to get in a couple of highlights from Talkers Convention that's next week. Stand by here. This is the countdown. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM Radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. And when you don't have electricity, radio in the car is often your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM Radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
All right, here we are at 48 at the hour. This Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen. As it turns out, you and I will do this program next week, but it will not be when we normally, well, the people will hear it when they normally hear it, but we're going to do it early because you have to prepare for the Talkers Convention. I'm not going to be on the air next week. Because you asked me, it's the first time I've come to every, I may be the only one other than you who's been at every Talkers Convention, and you, I've never been to the early part, I don't, because I'm on the air, I've never, ever, in the 30, whatever number of years you've had the countdown, I've never been there at the beginning.
Yeah, so and that's the session that we call Let's Talk About Doug Behind His Back.
Oh, there we go. Okay,
we're in for a shock.
Put my foot down for that.
Yep, things started. Actually, the best part of it is the opening when everybody's all fresh and nobody has bad breath.
Right.
And you ever been around a bunch of conventioners like after a 10-hour day?
B.O. I don't want to name names, but anyway. All right, so the highlight of the convention, what's your prediction?
Oh,
and then
gosh.
We'll see what how it comes
the
through.
The highlight of it? It's full of highlights. I mean, we have amazing.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
and sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yes, the theme from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, well, maybe not.
Yes, the iconic, it's described. How many different times have you heard this theme described as iconic? There are a half a dozen movie themes that make it into the icon status. This may be the first. And then there was the Star Wars theme, and then the Indiana Jones theme, and then the Rocky theme. How many more can you come up with, Chucker, that are...
Superman's a good one.
Superman.
Anything by John Williams, Doug.
Yeah, right, and that's
but
it.
Bond is a great one.
Why are we playing James Bond?
I was looking at this week in movie history. I noticed that on May 27th, which is tomorrow, 1973, Live and Let Die hit theaters, which is the first James Bond appearance by Roger Moore. I was the first James Bond movie I ever went to see in a movie theater. My parents went to took me. And I one thing about myself is I have a really good memory, almost photographic, of where I saw certain movies. I saw that film at the King's Plaza in Brooklyn, New York, at Duplex, two theaters, one on one side, one on the other, left side. And I always remember the end when Yabba Kodo, who was the villain, had Roger Moore's Bond in a pool with a shark. Uh-huh. And then he used that wristwatch to cut his rope. Right. I'll always remember that. But and in Jane Seymour. Moore was the Bond girl, Solitaire.
Yes.
That film. But yeah, first Bond film I ever saw in a theater, Live and Let Die, released this day in movie history, 1973.
All right, let's fast forward to the box office totals that we'll be talking about on Tuesday, because Monday is a holiday, although hopefully you'll be here with me, because we'll do the live program as we do pretty much every holiday. We'll be talking about The Little Mermaid, I'm guessing, because
I mean, it's tracking well. It's estimating it could do around $120 million in its first 4 days. That would be a really good, really good opening. I got to tell you, you know, it really is. And let's talk about this conversation real quick. The concept of woke in the casting of this film, I just think it's way overboard. I mean, there's some real nastiness on social media about the fact that this young African-American actress was cast as Ariel in this movie. I guess there's a conversation to have about this stuff, but some of it.
Who is she? Halle Berry. Bailey.
She's relatively unknown. She's got a great voice.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen clips. I haven't seen the film yet.
So the evil witch is Melissa McCarthy. She plays the baddie. I noticed in one of the trades that Ms. McCarthy has been talking about the hostile workplace
that made
her physically ill when it came to this. And she's been complaining about other things, other projects that she's been involved in. But apparently this is a Disney movie, right? Little Mermaid, is that a Disney movie?
It is, a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I mean, they've taken all their library of animated and made them all into live action. This is the latest. I got to just want to point out, Warner Brothers released its coming attraction trailer to Barbie. It's a live action version of Barbie.
Right.
Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling. It's directed by Greta Gerwig, who did the movie Little Women. I'm assuming there's some sort of metaphor here. That's the reason a $100 million movie is going to appeal to families. I got to tell you, Doug, after watching this trailer, it just feels to me like I'm watching, this could be the second coming of Hudson Hawk. Like, it just feels like a massive bomb. Like, to me, maybe I'm missing something, but if this movie misses, it can miss really big. The Saving Grace probably has a good soundtrack, if you watch the trailer, I mean, it looks like, I say to myself when I watched it, like, why would you spend $100 million and cast these two stars in this project? I don't get it, but maybe I'm just not the audience.
You've sent me back into a tailspin of memories with Bruce Willis as Hudson Hawk. Aiello, Danny Aiello was in that. I always thought, I frankly thought that was an entertaining movie.
Very tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, but it was fun.
When harpoons
came out. All right, Chugger, I have a great Memorial Day weekend. Talk to you on Monday on the Good Day program. It's now 58 past the hour, boys and girls.
Enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.